Find out the fastest way to grow your business without sacrificing more time or adding more one-on-one clients now. Go to myalignedpurpose.com/quiz and get your result. Hi, I'm so happy you're here. My name is Nicole Krohn, and I am the host of our podcast here at My Align Purpose. I co-founded this company back in the spring of 2020 alongside Caleb Pilecki. You'll get to hear from her every Thursday when we bring you on our famous, highly requested Biz Besties episodes. I trust that you've landed here or keep coming back because you are looking for inspiration and motivation from a real human. And that is my intention. In the 4 years of growing this podcast, I have had the incredible opportunity to support over 1,000 women, yes, thousands, through our courses and coaching programs. I wasn't always an entrepreneur, though. In fact, I was really bought into the societal way of doing things. Go to school, work for someone else, work hard and long, and then retire at 65. Thankfully, my life had a good shakeup in my early 30s, and everything has been drastically different since. What you can expect from this podcast is conversations that make you feel like you're sitting down, lounging with me. We've got coffees and comfy clothes, talking about all things mindset, manifestation, entrepreneurship, marketing and messaging, bringing spirituality into our life and business, and so much more. Come along this wild ride where I tell you stories about writing a best-selling book, starting a business and scaling it to 7 figures in the first 3 years, stories of failure and heartache, and everything in between. So turn those notifications on, grab your headphones and your favorite bevy, and let's hang out every Monday morning together. Oh, and one last thing that I want you to know is I'm a regular, everyday human just like you. So if I can live out my dreams of being a chart-topping podcaster, you can live out yours too. I've got you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of TGIM. Thank goodness it's Monday. I'm your host, Nicole Krohn, and I am going to leave you with a Monday exercise today. I think podcasts are amazing because we tune in, we want to be able to relate to the people whose stories that we're hearing from. We tune in because we want to gather information that is exciting to us or insightful. We tune into podcasts because we take value or education away from it. I know that this podcast is a place for a lot of you to come learn and to come have your mind stretched and expanded, and that is exactly what I aim to do. So today's exercise is really simple. This is an exercise where I would really like you to be intentional. Because the thing is, we can talk about stuff all day, but if we're not actually taking the time to intentionally be in the experience of the thing that we're talking about, then we're missing the whole point. So I want you, everyone who's listening, to write down something that you've been really wanting lately, that you've been really wanting to purchase, that you've been really wanting to, a place you really want to go to, type of person you want to meet or run into. I want you to write down what has been actually consuming your thoughts lately. I want this, or I like, this is my goal, this is my dream, and yet there's all the blocks that come up with it. So I want you to write down something that you've been wanting lately, a desire. Now, what I want you to do is recognize what comes up for you immediately. Again, this is a gut response thing. What comes up for you when you read what it is that you want, and then you tell yourself why you don't have it right now? Okay, so I want you to just notice what comes up for you. I really want, for this particular episode and scenario, I'm going to talk about business. I'm going to use the example of somebody, maybe it's you listening, is saying to themselves, I really want more clients, but I don't have as many clients as I want because, and I want you to notice what comes up. You might tell a story to yourself about you don't have a big enough team, you don't have a big enough following, there's not enough time in the day, you don't have a budget to hire a social media manager, and you don't know how to do social media yourself. I want you to notice what comes up for you when you write down the thing that you want. And since we're primarily women entrepreneurs here, it would be fun to write down something you want in your business and notice why you think you don't have it yet, right now. Okay, so that's the first part of this exercise. Now, I want you to create an image in your mind. of that final thought. Like, I want you to truly see it as if you're looking at a photo of yourself experiencing the end thought of why you think you don't have what it is that you want right now. So again, I'm going to be clear here with instruction. If you're using the example of, I want more clients in my business, and that looks like a certain way to you, maybe you actually haven't gotten into the imagination of what that looks like. So we're going to get there. Don't worry. We're going to help your manifestations truly come to life in this episode. You're going to write down what it is that you want. So you're looking at what you wrote down about what it is that you want in your life and why you think you don't have it. And if there was a photo taken of you, seeing how you look, how you feel, the expression on your face, in the experience of living to that outcome. This image is going to be sad. It's going to be dark. Like, maybe you're seeing yourself on LinkedIn applying for a job because you want to give up your business. Maybe you go to a really fearful place. Maybe you think, I'm not going to get clients, therefore I'm not going to get money, therefore I'm not going to be able to pay my bills, therefore I'm going to get evicted or lose my home or whatever it might be. And then how will I live and how will I provide for myself and my family? People go there. People go lots of places, really dark places in their minds with outcomes that have not happened yet. Okay? It has not happened yet. It may have happened like that in your childhood with things that your parents did or teachers did or siblings did or whatever, but this is your vision and you're creating an end vision that doesn't feel good. When you say, I want something, and you tell yourself a story about why you don't have it right now, and you narrow it down to an actual image of you seeing yourself not getting what it is that you want, how you look and how you feel, I want you to ask yourself right now, do I want to stay here? Do I like this place? Do I like this image of me looking sad, looking defeated, looking worried, never figuring it out, always feeling behind, living paycheck to paycheck, being the only person who can't grow their business? I want you to ask yourself if that's a story that you like telling about yourself and about the thing that you want. I hope over my entire being, there is nobody listening to this that's, yep, that's what I want. I'm going to keep it. I like that story. Okay, so now what you have to do is you have to revise this original script that you created. You have to revise it. What do you really want? Let's go back to the example. I want more clients in my business. What is the best case scenario from that? Allow yourself to keep going. Is it that you see people signing up and you fill this program and that's it? Is it that you get so many clients, then you get... you fill up this program and then you have affiliates and then people are always asking to work with you and then you grow really big and then somebody wants to partner with you and then you grow even bigger and then somebody wants to acquire your business. Like, how big do you want to go? That's up to you. And I want you to ask yourself if you're dreaming big enough. Is this vision going up, up as far as you allowed yourself to go down? Can you spiral up with this vision is what I'm asking you, whoever is listening to this today, with the thing that you want right now. And then I want you to write down with this big vision, the thing that I want right now is I have it and I feel. I have whatever this thing is now in my life. There's a version of you who now has to tap into being that version of you who has the thing that you've been seeing you want this whole exercise. Now you have it. Okay, so describe her to us now. Now I want you to get into that vision. We see a photo of you. Where are you at in this photo because of this thing that you want and you got it? Where are you at? Who are you with? What are you doing? How do you feel? This is where I want you to go. There is so much good here when we can spiral up. So this is how we're wrapping up today. I want you to really get into that vision. I want you to reach out to me. I want you to let me know how it went, but not after you did it this first time and not after you do it a couple of times this week. I want you to practice this every day now for the rest of May. You can come over onto Instagram and tell me if you're doing it or not. That would actually really light me up and be super fun. But remember, you're not doing this for me and you're not doing this for anybody else. You're doing this for you. You are going to prove to yourself that manifestation works. That's my intention for everybody listening to today's episode. You are going to prove it to yourself. I'm not proving it to you. I'm just giving you examples. You're going to actually do the work, and you're going to do it every single day, starting today, Monday, May 13th. And I want you to do it Tuesday, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We don't take breaks on weekends. I want you to write down this vision, get into this vision every single day until the end of May. And then at the end of May, I want you to tell me how much closer you feel to this being your reality, or if it hasn't already happened yet, because I do think these manifestations are going to come true for a lot of you. There's going to be a lot of you who realize your magnetic power and your frequency here, and you're going to amp this up and have this manifestation sooner than you can even imagine. And there's some of you who won't get there yet for various reasons. Maybe you fall off track of knowing how powerful you are, or life events come up and you get pulled out of your imaginative state, but then you're going to get back into it, and you're going to know that the thing that you want is closer than it was when you originally listened to this, maybe when it was released on Monday, May 13th. So I want you to recognize, if you've been writing day one, which is the 13th, and you write for 10 days in a row and then you fall off track for a little bit, but then you come back, I guarantee you how you feel about that thing that you want feels better and closer than where you were on day one. That is my promise to you. So everybody's going to go out. You're going to try this. You're going to choose one manifestation at a time. You can manifest multiple things. For the sake of being really intentional, because what we focus on expands, I would love if you practice to prove to yourself that manifestation is real with one thing. It does not have to be small. This can be big. This can be monumental. But just let it be your focus and attention and like obsession, really, in the best way, from now until the end of May. Okay, I can't wait to hear how it goes for everyone.
Find out the fastest way to grow your business without sacrificing more time or adding more one-on-one clients now. Go to myalignedpurpose.com/quiz and get your results.